Hey, let's light this candle. Evergreens control the puck, try and send it forward. Looking for Davis Hackbarth. Pass a little bit too long. Jakus comes up and plays it for the Evergreens. The Evergreens are offside. Puck came out over the blue line, and Grant Ortel was in the zone. Hackbarth to take the draw along the far side boards. Evergreens control, Ortel. Evergreens skate backwards, Jakus. Jakus stick handling, neutral zone, red line, near side boards. He's in blue line. Had that puck deflected away. He was trying to send it to Grant Ortel. It's in the skates of one of the Baraboo players. Evergreens come and fight it back. I enjoyed the trip down to Baraboo last year. It was a Saturday game. Got to see some of the Circus World area from outside the blue line. Baraboo puts a shot on goal. Josh Beal from outside the blue line had to be pad saved by Ethan Hurt, who sends it behind his own net. So Baraboo tests the Everest keeper from long range. Evergreens were in the defensive end. The Circus World Museum grounds are interesting if you like that sort of thing. Now, when I was there, of course, dead of winter, so that's all closed down. But a lot of the buildings, a lot of the circus equipment is out there. That's kind of neat. Evergreens on a change, send it into their own zone on a turnover. Alex Kisley takes it away for the Evergreens. Look to center that. He's trying to get it over to Parker Hurt. Baraboo takes it away. From outside the zone again, Oliver Scanlon puts a bouncing puck that's wide of the near side net. There's two full strides over the blue line. Tried to send it into the corner. Jaglinski's back there for the Evergreens. Here come the Evergreens on a rush. Jags gets it back. Deflects off one of the Baraboo defensemen. Goes behind the net. Evergreens are going to fight for it there. Played to the near side boards, but there's no one there. Baraboo gets it out of the zone. Neither team with a good look at the net so far. Evergreens back on their defensive blue line. Here's Jakus. Slides it ahead for Jaglinski onside. Get a one-time shot off the stick of the opposing goalie, Dane Hintz. Bounces all the way off to the near side boards. Baraboo gets it out of the zone. The Evergreens are back defensively. Three Evergreens back there to just one Baraboo player. Evergreens take it back. Long cross-ice pass for Jakus. Tried to bang it off the boards looking for the Evergreens' Owen Bunnell. Too long. Didn't touch anyone. Icing. Going to come back to the other end. Baraboo will get an offensive zone face-off here in the early stages. Now this message. There are two types of students at every school. Those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and WIFC, our Midwest Communications sister station. Off the faceoff, the puck dribbles onto the goal and is smothered by Ethan Hurt. Another offensive zone faceoff. Owen Bunnell takes the draw. That's put wide of the net, so Baraboo gets another look. Wasn't particularly accurate from close range, just wide. Cameron Logan. Evergreen's got to body him up. Logan brought it down halfway between the circles. Baraboo in front again. That's off Ethan Hurt and hit the post. Baraboo is getting the better looks at the net right now. Puck is hung up on the back of the net. Comes free. No whistle. Baraboo will fight for it there. Josh Beal looks to center. Beal back to his blue line. Goalie is screened. Almost steered in. Baraboo puts another on goal. And Cameron Logan was camped on the near side post. Evergreen's got to clear this out of there. Parker Hurt along the far side board sends it behind his own net to Brady Bunnell. Bunnell tries to get it out. Baraboo holds it in at the blue line. Campbell Kosher. Now puck bounces off the boards, comes out of the zone. Evergreens are on a change. Baraboo picks up the puck at the red line, trying to get that on goal again from long range. So that looks like it's a strategy here in the early going. It's deflected off the Evergreens' Grant Ortel. Evergreens haven't possessed the puck for a long time. Jakus' cross-eye pass taken away by Oliver Scanlon. Scanlon had a one-on-one and left it wide of the near side post. That long pass, Scanlon got to it and then yanked one onto the net. Long pass to Eddie Zinda for the Evergreens. This time the Evergreens are onside. Zinda carries it into the corner. Zinda was a goal scorer against Marshfield. Now Ortel behind the net. Fights through an elbow. Ortel circles back on the backhand side. Now slides it across. Keaton Ottinger. Ottinger was able to deflect that onto the goal. It's covered up. Dane Hintz sees his first action in a while. 13-13 to play in a scoreless first period. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens to the goalie's left. Davis Hackbarth will take the draw. Hackbarth wins it back to the blue line. Yakus closes in, tries to get that ahead to Hackbarth. In too much traffic, taken away by Baraboo. Now the Baraboo players knock down. Evergreens try and get that ahead to Parker Nitsky. Too hot, came off his stick, went into the corner. Evergreens try and win the fight there. Can't get it out to the blue line. It's 1-on-3. Baraboo's going to surrender the puck into the corner. No change here. Ethan Hurt comes out of net to corral it. Leaves it for Yakus. Yakus flicks it ahead. Evergreens have some room on the far side. Cross ice pass to Zinda a little bit behind him. Plays it off the board. Zinda gets it in front to Ortell. Couldn't quite get the backhand. Ortell was trying to sweep at that from the backhand side. It goes out of the zone. Yakus was unable to close on it fast enough. Evergreens fight for it again at neutral ice. Here's Hackbarth. Some of these Baraboo skaters look a little bit leg-weary on the longer shifts here. This is much bigger ice than what they're used to at their home rink, and sometimes that takes a toll. Hackbarth moving like he's fresh. The Evergreens are offside. Hackbarth was going to have a 3-on-2. Ortell right in the center into the zone early. Whistle sounds. We'll have a face-off outside the blue line at 12-11. We're sponsored today by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. Calling a penalty here on the Evergreens. Davis Hackbarth is coming off the ice. Wow, I saw the Evergreens is offside. I didn't see a penalty on Hackbarth there. It is called nonetheless. Baraboo to skate with a man advantage. Penalty comes at 4:49 of the first period. Unsportsmanlike conduct. So again, we didn't see anything because there wasn't. This was something that was said. Baraboo controls the far side faceoff. Shot on goal gloved by Ethan Hurt. Put on from the blue line, far side boards from Luna Larson. Larson's a sophomore. Baraboo's going to get some new skaters out there. Just 18 seconds down into their power play. Cameron Logan to take the draw to Hurt's left. Evergreens win it, and Jaglinski flicks it all the way down the ice. Goalie Dane Hintz comes out of net to corral it and leave it for his teammate. Baraboo has to rush the long length of the rink here at Greenheck. Start their rushing. You know what? Some of these Baraboo players, when they've been out on the ice for a couple of minutes, look like they struggle a little bit just to get up and down the ice as they start this rush. This Baraboo team's not skating particularly fast. Flicked on goal, save. Puck is loose in front, unable to corral it. There is Campbell Kozar, sent it behind the net. Baraboo still possesses. 1:05 and counting left in the Everest penalty kill. Baraboo possesses along the far side boards, trying to get in there is Parker Hurt. Goes back out to the blue line, just barely held in there by Luke Schwede. Goes cross ice, taken away by the Evergreens' Yakus. And the Evergreens look to flick it up and now out of the zone. Baraboo's back at their own blue line now. Have to touch up and clear out. 40 seconds left in Baraboo's man advantage. And Baraboo sends it behind the net and looks for new skaters to come on. Evergreens send it right out. And Grant Ortell's going to chase this. It bounces off the boards, goes all the way on goal. And Dane Hintz, the Baraboo goalie, will cover it up before Ortell can close on it. So the Evergreens were at least thinking about shorthanded possibilities there. 32 seconds left in the penalty kill. The unsportsmanlike to Hackbarth. So Hackbarth's going to wear a little halo around his helmet for the rest of the night, right? No more of that, young man. Evergreens win this defensive zone faceoff. Now surrender the puck to Baraboo. Far side boards, that's deflected. And it's onto the sticks of one of the Evergreens, Kenton Ottinger. Ottinger's back in his own defensive zone. Ottinger tries to send it off the boards. Baraboo cannot hold it in. They'll have to clear the zone with just 15 seconds left in the penalty. And now the Evergreens send it all the way down the ice. The Evergreens have killed off the first penalty of the night. Baraboo's back at their own goal line. And now we are back to full strength. And Hackbarth hops out of the penalty box and goes straight to the bench. The Evergreens will put Eddie Zinda on instead. So back to 5-on-5 hockey. Baraboo still holds the advantage here. Will Grinnell sends it behind the net. He doesn't have a teammate there, though, and the Evergreens send it out of the zone. Marabou from the red line, put on from long range. Shot was on goal, and a blocker save by Ethan Hurt went into the corner. Evergreens there. Marabou, those are just one-timers. Trying to get that centered for the Evergreens is Ottinger, turned over. Marabou's got a 3-on-2. Now, the Evergreens are back defensively. The Evergreens are a faster skating team. Marabou is going to have a 3-on-2. The Evergreens were able to get two more players back. Evergreens out-hustling the Thunderbirds there. We're at the 9:30 mark of the first period. Marabou sends this to the corner. Cameron Logan. From behind the net, Logan down near the goal line. Goes back to the slot. Marabou plays catch at 5-on-5. Sends it down to the far side corner. Brady Bunnell's waiting there for the Evergreens. Marabou moves the puck well. Marabou bouncing puck on goal. Didn't get through. Deflected to Parker Hurt. And Hurt gets it out of the zone. Evergreens want new skaters on. Marabou trying to catch Everest on a change. Nope, got one player back. Evergreens move this ahead. Davis Hackbarth is now back on the ice now. Hackbarth cross ice. That's a nice pass right on the tape to Marcus Wojnowski. Evergreens using a pretty deep bench here. Bounced off the board. Yaku's put that on goal. Just wide. Ortell on the near side post. Couldn't steer that in. 8.5 to play. Again, Evergreens have a JV game with Stevens Point coming up after this. And they're using a pretty deep bench so far on the varsity too. Evergreen's going to chase this one down. Alex Kessley. Now Ortell. Ortell's wiped out by one of the Marabou players and a high hit along the near side boards on Zinda. Going to play through that. Comes out of the zone. No whistle. Bouncing puck goes down into the Everest end. Yakuz is back. Marabou is changing. Long pass ahead. Trying to get that out there to Ortell. A little bit too long. Ortell needed to be moving forward. Instead was standing still. Evergreen's picked up this loose puck. Ketton Ottinger, far side, red line, blue line. Hackbarth is onside. Right in front of the Marabou bench. Evergreens look to hold this in. It comes away off the boards to Marabou. Still got a lot of time to play in this first period. 7.5 minutes. Evergreens take this away. Alex Kissley, one-timer. Shot off the blocker. Was loose in front. No one there to collect it for the Evergreens. Tried to backhand it off the far side boards was Ortell. Evergreens will make a change. Evergreens just have this body language that they're not playing all that well. Evergreens, if anything, look like they are slow skating almost down to the level of Marabou. The Evergreens are normally faster than this. Marabou comes away from long range. That shot is from the far side boards outside the blue line and put on goal by Josh Beal of the Thunderbirds. Problem with these long-term shots, these long outside shots. Here's a two-on-one the other way. Coming back for the Evergreens, Parker Nitzke shot. Loose in front. Hackbarth tries to close on the rebound. Couldn't get to it in time. Swipped off to the side by one of the Marabou defensemen. Marabou from outside the blue line, well wide of the goal there. 6:40 and counting to play in the first period. This feels like a scoreless period, and Marabou has got more shots on goal than the Evergreens. But Marabou with some of these long-range shots outside the blue line, the problem with that is when you make the save, you don't have anyone there for the rebound. These are coming in before they establish the zone. Evergreens try and bounce this off the boards. Barabu's got a defenseman back. Marcus Wahowiak is chasing. Pass taken right back by the Evergreens. Keaton Ottinger. Ottinger centers. Evergreens player hit from behind. No whistle. Alex Falkowski. Falkowski's on the ice for the Evergreens here. Marabou comes back the other way to 1-on-3. Falkowski, Yakuz is back there, so is Ketton Ottinger, played to the far side boards. Yeah, this is a deep bench for the Evergreens they're using so far. Scoreless. Near side boards. Here come the Evergreens. Marcus Wahowiak. Wahowiak tried to get that centered too long. Tried to set up Falkowski there. And some of these guys you'd normally see in the JV game. The Evergreens are playing some of them at least in the first period of the varsity. JV plays at 7:30 or 8 o'clock tonight. 20 minutes after we go final, they'll play Stevens Point. Their JVers are coming up. I guess the Stevens Point JV sees the same problem the Evergreens have. So many hockey programs don't have JVs this year that your JV players lose a lot of developmental opportunities. Evergreens from their defensive blue line here. Puck is loose for a moment and swept up here by Grant Ortell. Two Everest players collided, Ortell and Zinda. And Marabou sent it off to the corner. 5 minutes to play, first period. We haven't had a stoppage in a long time. Evergreens are onside. Here's Ortell. Back inside. Now forehand side. And he scores! Grant Ortell stick handling from the backhand to the forehand. Got down to the near side circle and scores for the Evergreens. He beat Dane Hintz. Grant Ortell gets the Evergreens to play in front from tonight. 1-0 with an even strength goal. Goal comes at 12:09 of the first period. Grant Ortell for the Evergreens, 1-0. Parker Hurt being announced for the assist for the Evergreens, and the Evergreens have been outshot in this first period. But they have a 1-0 lead, and off the faceoff, the Evergreens sent that high over the crossbar. It deflects out of play. Hockey on Fox Sports is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff. Ortell, the goal scorer, gets the draw, goes behind the net. Baraboo's got it there. Evergreens have a lot of hockey, a three-game week for the Evergreens. And then we've got the long road trip on Saturday to Onalaska. Evergreens and Hilltoppers, that's been a good rivalry in recent years. Hilltoppers have usually come in with a flashy record, and the Evergreens have always played them tough, even at their ice. I know that game on Saturday will be a tape delay game. We can't get a signal out of the Omni Center, so we record the games and play them back at night. It'll be a 2 o'clock in the afternoon game if you're coming to see it live. Evergreens cross ice. Yaku's shot on goal off the blocker. Evergreens looking to build this lead. Yaku's going to fight for this puck in the corner. Look to see if we can center it. And the game will be on at 8 o'clock our time. Backhand one-timer for the Evergreens just wide. Alex Kisley denied there. Baraboo coming back the other end. It's a 1-on-2. Shot is off Ethan Hurt's blocker by Gabe Fitzwilliam. Bounces all the way out. It's a one-time look. Sent to the corner. Got a whistle here. Baraboo's offside. Country Fresh Meats sponsors hockey tonight. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Face-off outside the Baraboo blue line near dot. We're getting late in the first period. 3:23 to play in the first. Evergreens have a 1-0 lead on Grant Ortell's goal. Baraboo wins the draw, sends it behind the net. Evergreens have a player there, bounced off the boards. Now that was too hard off the boards. Baraboo takes it back and then gives the puck right back to Brady Bunnell of the Evergreens in the corner. Neither team played that corner very well. Evergreens get it out of the zone. Baraboo tries to flick it back in. Kept alive by Jaglinski. Jaglinski cross ice. Evergreens have room there, flicked and partially fanning on that shot with the Evergreens' Parker Nitzke. It's a good pass there by Jaglinski too. Evergreens fight to keep this back along the far side. Boards are out of the zone. Jaglinski knocks it into the corner. Evergreens are on a change. Alex Falkowski is chasing. Falkowski's been on the ice a lot. Only that is Owen Bunnell. And Bunnell's also gotten some playing time here. Just took the puck right back. Here's Marcus Wahowiak. Wahowiak skates to the corner. Yeah, I believe a lot of these JVers will see them in the first period only because they're scheduled to play again tonight. From just over the blue line, Baraboo counterattacking chance. Campbell Kozar sticked aside by Ethan Hurt. Not a particularly hard shot and sent into the corner. Evergreens possess in their defensive end. We're going to go under 2 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens clear the puck out. Pass a little bit too long. Baraboo sent it to the corner. Both teams get new skaters on. Yakus will hold for the Evergreens. Sends it ahead. Falkowski, and that's Kent Nottinger, behind the net. Evergreens back in their defensive end. Here comes a rush. Marcus Wahowiak. Wahowiak's onside tried to flick that towards the goal and deciding to cover it up there is Dane Hintz. Hintz realizes that some of the Evergreens may be a little bit faster skaters than his teammates. So he judges that that's the one you want to cover up, not leave it out there, wondering if an Evergreens player can close on it. Offensive zone faceoff of the Evergreens. Davis Hackbarth is back on the ice. Hackbarth will take this draw. Goes to the corner. Hackbarth wins it. Zinda's in front if the Evergreens can find him. Fighting for the puck in the near side corner. Hackbarth joins the fray along with Jaglinski. Jags came away with the puck. Bounced off the boards. It is held in. No, unable to hold it in is Brady Bunnell. Bunnell thought he was going to have that puck pinned against the far side boards right at the blue line. Couldn't hold it. 1:15 and counting in the first period. Evergreens are back at their defensive end. Here's Zinda. Long cross-ice pass. Bounces off the boards. Too long for Hackbarth. Tries to close in on it. Baraboo gets it right back. Oliver Scanlon. Scanlon tried to put that on goal. Bounced off Parker Hurt before it got to the goalie Ethan Hurt. Baraboo again at the red line from long range. That's put on goal. Ethan Hurt just drops it out of his glove and leaves it for his teammate. 50 seconds left in a pretty fast-moving first period. Long pass down again from outside the blue line. Baraboo puts that on. That's Luna Larson and saved by Ethan Hurt. Weird to see a team take so many shots at the goal from such a long distance. It's behind the Everest net in their defensive end. 25 seconds left until horn. Evergreens leading 1-0. Breakout here from Hackbarth. 3-on-2 if the Evergreens hurry. Hackbarth's a faster skater and now tied up along the far side boards. Was checked there by George Fitzwilliams. Evergreens still holding in the corner. 10 seconds left. Baraboo, long pass ahead, taken away by Yakus at neutralized. To Zinda. Zinda's going to get a look at the net. Shot, bouncing puck, glove, save with 4 seconds left. Zinda was one stride over the blue line on the near side. Don't blame him for letting it fly. Time was going to run out in the period if he held it for much longer. And Dane Hinds holds on to the puck. Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff with very little time left. Hackbarth will take it to the right of the cage. Wins it, goes back. Blue line, cross ice. Got to get this shot off. It's gloved as the buzzer comes to an end. A Yakus blast is gloved by Dane Hinds. The first quarter comes to an end with the Evergreens leading 1-0 on Grant Ortell's goal. Back in 3 minutes on Fox.